as the sounds of battle clanged from the north. Finally, she thought, throwing off her blankets and dashing from the cabin. She wore her standard trousers and shirt and, as always, carried several vials of metals. She downed one of these as she scrambled across the deck of the narrow boat.
"Lady Vin," one of the bargemen called through the day mists, "the camp has been attacked."
"And about time, too," Vin said, as she pushed herself off the boat's cleats, hurling herself into the air. She shot through the morning mists, curls and wisps of white making her feel as a bird might flying through a cloud. With Tin, she soon found the battle. Several groups of men on horseback had ridden into the north section of camp and were apparently trying to make their way toward the supply barges, which floated in a well-protected bend in the canal. A group of Ellen's allomancers had set up a perimeter at one side, thugs in the front, coin shots picking off the riders from behind. The regular soldiers held the middle, fighting well, since the horsemen were slowed by the camp's barricades and fortifications. "Elland was right," Vin thought with pride, descending through the air. "If we hadn't exposed our men to the mists, we'd be in trouble right now." The king's planning had saved their supplies and baited out one of Yeoman's harrying forces. The riders had probably expected to run easily through the camp, catching the soldiers unaware and trapped by mist, then set fire to the supply barges. Instead, Ellen's scouts and patrols had provided enough warning, and the enemy cavalry was bogged down in a head-on fight. Yeoman's soldiers were punching through into the camp on the south side. Though Ellen's soldiers fought well, their enemies were mounted. Vin plunged down through the sky, flaring pewter and strengthening her body. She tossed a coin, pushing on it to slow herself and hit the dark ground, throwing up a huge spray of ash. The southern bank of riders had penetrated as far as the third line of tents. Vin chose to land right in the middle of them. No horseshoes, Vin thought as soldiers began to turn toward her. And spears, stone-tipped instead of swords. Yeoman certainly is careful. It almost felt like a challenge. Vin smiled, the adrenaline feeling good after so many days spent waiting. Yeoman's captains began to call out, turning their attack toward Vin. In seconds, they had a force of some 30 riders galloping straight at her. Vin stared them down. Then she jumped. She didn't need steel to get herself high. Her pewter-enhanced muscles were enough for that. She crested the lead soldier's spear, feeling it pass through the air beneath her. Ash swirled in the morning mists as Vin's foot took the soldier in the face, throwing him backward from the saddle. She landed beside his rolling body, then dropped a coin and pushed herself to the side, out of the way of galloping hooves. The unfortunate rider she'd unhorsed cried out as his friends inadvertently trampled him. Vin's push carried her through the open flaps of a large canvas sleeping tent. She rolled to her feet and then, still in motion, pushed against the tent's metal stakes, ripping them from the ground. The walls shook, and there was a snap of canvas as the tent shot upward into the air, spread taut as its stakes all went different directions. Ash blew outward from the burst of air, and soldiers on both sides of the conflict turned toward Vin. She allowed the tent to fall down in front of her, then pushed. The canvas caught the air, puffing out, and the stakes ripped free from the tent, shooting forward to spear horses and riders. Men and beasts fell. Canvas fluttered to the ground before Vin. She smiled, then jumped over the discarded tangle as the riders tried to organize another assault. She didn't give them time. Ellen's soldiers in the area had pulled back, shoring up the center of the defensive line, leaving Vin free to attack without fear of harming her own men. She dashed between the horsemen, their massive mounts hindering them as they tried to keep track of her. Men and horses spun, and Vin pulled, tearing tents out of the ground using their metal stakes like arrows. Dozens fell before her. The sound of galloping came from behind, and Vin spun to see that one of the enemy officers had managed to organize another charge. 10 men came straight at her, some with spears leveled, others drawing bows. Vin didn't like killing, but she loved allomancy, loved the challenge of using her skills, the strength and thrill of the pushes and pulls, the electric sense of power that came only from a body flared with pewter. When men such as these gave her an excuse to fight, she didn't restrain herself. The arrows didn't have a chance against her. Pewter gave her speed and balance as she spun out of the way, pulling on a metal source behind her. She jumped into the air as a rippling tent passed beneath her, carried forward by her pull a moment before. She landed, then pushed on several of its stakes, a couple on each of two tent corners. The tent folded upon itself, looking a bit like a napkin with someone pulling tightly on opposite corners. And this hit the legs of the horses like a tripwire. Vin burned Duralumin, then pushed. The horses in front screamed, the improvised weapons scattering them to the ground. The canvas ripped and the stakes pulled free, but the damage was done. Those in front tripped those behind, and men tumbled beside their beasts. Vin downed another vial to replenish her steel. Then she pulled, whipping another tent toward her. As it grew close, she jumped, then spun and pushed the tent toward another group of mounted men behind. The tent's stakes struck one of the soldiers in the chest, throwing him backward. He crashed through the other soldiers, causing chaos. The man hit the ground, slumping lifeless into the ash. Still tied to him by the stakes in his chest, the canvas tent fluttered down, covering his body like a funeral shroud. Vin spun, seeking more enemies. The riders, however, were beginning to withdraw. She stepped forward, intending to chase them down, but stopped. Someone was watching her. She could see a shadow in the mist. She burned bronze. The figure thumped with the power of metals. Allomancer, Mistborn. He was far too short to be Elend, but she couldn't tell much more than that through the shadow of mist and ash. Vin didn't pause to think. She dropped a coin and shot herself toward the stranger. He leaped backward, pushing himself into the air as well. Vin followed, quickly leaving the camp behind, bounding after the Allomancer. He quickly made his way to the city, and she followed, moving in vast leaps over an ashen landscape. Her quarry crested the rock formations at the front of the city, and Vin followed, landing just a few feet from a surprised guard patrol, then launching herself over crags and windswept rocks into Fadrick's proper. The other Allomancer stayed ahead of her. There was no playfulness to his motions, as there had been with Zane. This man was really trying to escape. Vin followed, now leaping over rooftops and streets. She gritted her teeth, frustrated at her inability to catch up. She timed each jump perfectly, barely pausing as she chose new anchors and pushed herself from arc to arc. Yet he was good. He rounded the city, forcing her to push herself to keep up. Fine, she finally thought, then prepared her Duralumin. She'd gotten close enough to the figure that he was no longer shadowed in mist, and she could see that he was real and corporeal, not some phantom spirit. She was increasingly certain that this was the man she'd sensed watching her when she'd first come into Fadrick's. Yeoman had a Mistborn. However, to fight the man, she'd first need to catch him. She waited for the right moment, just when he was beginning to crest one of his arcing jumps, then extinguished her metals and burned Duralumin. Then she pushed. A crash sounded behind her.